This is Digital Story Podcast number 634, May 8th, 2018. Today's theme is, What's Your Online Gallery Strategy? I'm Derek Story. If you're like me at all, you have your images spread across various sites online. At one time, you may have had a master plan. Best shots go here, family stuff there, everyday life somewhere else. And chances are, as good as that plan was, it went out the door a long time ago. So maybe it's time to revisit your portfolio site, a place for only your best shots, the ones that you would show to other photographers and potential clients. Creating such a place these days is easy and very satisfying, and that's the focus of today's show. My original plan wasn't too bad. I remember we talked about it quite a while ago, and I think it was something like, what's your online strategy or something like that. A lot of time has gone by since then, and just a review. So Instagram became my place for everyday life, and Facebook is good for news and conversation. I use SmugMug for client galleries, and then the plan was to use Flickr for the photography that I wanted to show off. The problem, however, is that Flickr is just too darn versatile. And so I started using it to embed images in blog sites and so forth, and take advantage of all the different sharing features that it had. And the next thing I know, you know, I just sort of wake up one day and looking at it, it wasn't my best work anymore. It was just my work. In other words, it was my everyday photography life and not something that I would show to other photographers if I was trying to describe, you know, how good I was, right? Or show to a client to convince them to hire me. And all of that's fine, right? It's all good. I've been doing okay with this situation. But I did start thinking about, boy, it would be nice just to have a portfolio site. And so I was looking at my existing properties and seeing, well, can I convert Flickr back to that? You know, they do have a portfolio page, you know, kind of your author showcase sort of thing. Maybe I could use that. But it wasn't quite flexible enough for me, and it was still tied to all of that everyday work that I roll up my sleeves and use all the time. And I started looking at some of the other sites. They weren't quite right. And then suddenly, one day, it was really funny because I had been thinking about this for a few weeks. I got a message from a company called Portfolio Box. And they said, would you be willing to take a look at what we're doing here? I think this is what I'm looking for. How good is it? So I did. I went over there and took a look at it and got a little bit excited, thinking, wow, this is really nice. Now, I hadn't tried it yet. I was just sort of looking at what they were about. So this was sort of percolating in the back of my mind. And, you know, then I got busy doing this. And then we had the San Francisco workshop and, you know, all that stuff came about. Then this weekend, I had to go down to Santa Barbara to visit my boy at UCSB. They were having family weekend. And I tell you, it is such a fun weekend because not only do I get to hang out with one of my boys, I get to meet their friends who are terrific. It's all part of Sigma Pi. That's their fraternity, and they're the ones hosting the family weekend. So it's for all the brothers and their family. And I get to meet the family members, which is also very enjoyable. And it's just a good time. It's just a really good time. So at one point in the evening, this is after we had been doing stuff all day, and at some point between being at the beach and out in that beach weather and drinking beer and doing all the stuff that you do at a fraternity event, you start to get a little weathered, shall we say. So at one point I was sitting there, I was listening to music. We had some food. And I noticed a family over at an adjacent table whom I haven't talked to yet. And no one was there at that particular moment. So I thought, okay, this is a good time. I'll go over and say, hey. And they were lovely. And we were having a good chat. I had never met them before. And their son, Evan, was really interested in photography. So I was talking to him about it, and I was saying, really? So when did you get started? And he said, I actually started about 3 years ago. I'm heavy into statistics and marketing statistics and all that stuff. And I wanted something to balance that. I wanted something for the other part of my brain. And I picked up a camera, started taking pictures, and I feel like I have a knack for it. So we talked a little bit about gear and, you know, what he likes to shoot and all that kind of stuff. And it was really an enjoyable conversation for me because, generally speaking, when I'm in these situations, I don't really get to talk photography. That's why I like the workshop so much, because I get to talk to other photographers. In these situations, I'm usually listening to other people tell me about their work. In this case, I really got to engage with someone, you know, who had a shared passion. So at one point in the conversation, I asked Evan, I said, ask me anything you want. You know, I'm here to help you. And he's thinking about it for really just a second, maybe 2 seconds. It did not take him long at all. And the one question he asked me is, what should I do for an online portfolio site? Do you have any recommendations? And I was thinking, of all the things he could have asked me, and there are a million when you're at his stage in the career, of all the things he could have asked me, he asked me that one thing. I paused for a second and I said, I'll tell you what, you already have my card. Write me in about a week and ask me that question again, because I'm right in the middle of investigating, you know, this whole topic, and I think I might have a really good answer for you yet, but I haven't tested it. He kind of lit up a little bit and he was excited. And I tell you, I will hear from him about this. I know him already, and he'll write me about that. That was the third thing. So the first thing was me thinking about it myself, thinking I need to do something here. And then I heard from the folks at Portfolio Box. And then I had this conversation with Evan. As I was driving back, as I was riding back from Santa Barbara all the way back up to Santa Rosa, which takes a while. It's a bit of a haul. It takes basically the whole afternoon and into the early evening. I was thinking about this topic, and I was getting really excited about digging in and, you know, figuring out what I could do with this new software that I had been turned on to. So I started working with Portfolio Box. What I decided to do was I'm going to do a gallery a week for all of May. So I have one posted right now, and I'll talk more about Portfolio Box specifically in the next story. You know, what I did was I got it going. I did an About Me page, and I got my first gallery up. And it took me about an hour, which was really great. This was even easier than Squarespace, which is, you know, saying quite a bit. So I got it posted and I was looking at it, and I got really excited because now I have a portfolio area too, which I hadn't had for a while. And I'm going to protect this. I'm not going to let it get flickered or any of that other stuff. And remember, I love Flickr. I love SmugMug. You know, and I love this peanut butter and chocolate thing that's happened with them. But again, Flickr does what I need it to do, but I still had this other need. When Evan writes me, I'm pretty sure I'm going to tell him Portfolio Box, unless he listens to this podcast first, and then he'll already know. And then he'll write me and say, okay, I heard Portfolio Box. So let me backtrack a little bit before I get into the specifics of what I did. Why do we need an online portfolio? I mean, you know, what need does that satisfy? And as you can imagine, I have five thoughts on this. The first one is, I think we need a place where our images look really good. You'll know what I mean as soon as I get into this here. Because by now, everyone knows that Facebook makes your stuff look terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I spend a lot of time on Facebook because it's part of my job. It's one of my clients. You know, I work on Facebook for them. Flickr is better. But the interface is a little cluttered, generally speaking. And when you open a real portfolio, think about this. When you open a real portfolio, and I mean a paper one, you know, that has pages and everything, think about it. You know, the images are presented in the highest quality possible, and they're isolated. They're presented nicely. There isn't a bunch of stuff running down the side of the page. There isn't anything blinking. There aren't any URLs at the top, you know, all that kind of stuff. It just looks good. And I think, you know, the thing about a portfolio gallery, something that you've dedicated for this purpose, is that you can make something that just looks good if you have the right tools to do it. So we need that. Then the other thing that we need is technology that understands how to present images. And we got our first real glimpse at this with Google Plus. Google Plus made our pictures look a lot better than Facebook, and it was super refreshing. Now, the problem with Google Plus is that Google sort of forgot about it, and it's been languishing. But we did get to see that an online site doesn't have to take the life out of our images the way Facebook does, and Google Plus showed us that. And now we have sites that do a really good job of making our pictures look good. So when I say that we need a place where our images look really good, it's two ways. It's both in presentation and in compression. And that is worth looking for. Second, our portfolio page is dedicated to great photography, as great as we can do, and nothing more. You know, a social network pulls you into, you know, fishing for likes. You know, you start thinking about how many people looked at my image, how many likes did I get, what are the comments, you know, all that kind of stuff. I should post today because I haven't posted for a day and people are going to forget about me. You know, all those things start going through your mind when you're trying to use a social network site to show off your best stuff. A portfolio page is more like a fine wine that we craft over time. You don't have to post to it all the time. You know, you think about, okay, I'm going to build this gallery with this topic. And then you get the images in good shape. You really think about the order they're presented in. You know, you choose your template well. You know, all that kind of stuff. And then you do it. You don't do another one until you have something to say, right? Until you have another gallery idea and you've crafted another set of images and all that kind of stuff. And you're not really worried that it's been a day since I posted a gallery. You're not thinking about that. You're not worried about likes. You're not worried about any of that stuff. This stuff just stands there. It is your own personal museum, your own personal gallery. And you're freed of all that stuff that happens that we get caught up in with social network sites. So the portfolio page is dedicated to being a portfolio, and you can just leave all the other stuff aside. Number three, it's a chance to tell a story. Photo essays are so powerful. In an online gallery, one that's dedicated, you know, to what we've been talking about here, you really have a chance to craft a story without clutter and interference. You can have a subject that you explore photographically and then put that story together visually and then just have it sit there like that. And I love that. And that's one of the things that online gallery and portfolio site can do for you, is that you can take a topic and then you can present that topic to the best of your ability visually. Another thing that I really like is that you can have a custom domain name. This is something that Squarespace turned me on to when I set up the Nimble Photographer site. Now, that isn't a gallery site for me. That's a working site. So I was able to use their service, but have a custom domain name for the site itself. And I love that. And that is something that I look for in an online gallery. And in fact, with a portfolio box, with the pro version, which doesn't cost very much, you get that domain name the same way you do with Squarespace. So I was able to have www.derekstoryphotography.com. You click on that and it takes you right over to this area that I've been talking about. So I love being able to have a custom domain name instead of flickr.com/Derek Story or The Digital Story or something like that. And then finally, it is an opportunity to also have links to your other sites and the other things that you're doing online. And the way that I look at this is that you create a really good first impression with some of your best work on this gallery site, on this portfolio site. And then, of course, in the About Me page, you have links and words about the other things that you're doing. So that when people go that direction, when they go from your best work, then over to those other areas, they're looking at those other areas in a different light because they have just seen some wonderful photography, and they're looking at your blog posts thinking, wow, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. They could even be looking at your Facebook page going, oh, okay, this is kind of fun. He's sharing his stuff, but he really does know how to shoot, if you know what I mean. So I think going that direction, going from really high quality photography and then linking to your other stuff really creates a good situation for you when people look at the totality of your efforts online. So those are the five things that I think are real benefits to taking time to create an online gallery, an online portfolio site. By way of example, which I like to do, is that I've begun my site. And as I mentioned, I've got two pages up. I did the About Me page, and then I did my first gallery, and my first gallery on Cuba. And I think probably what will happen is that as this site grows, I'll probably have a travel area, and Cuba will be one of those pages. But right now, Cuba is the second page on the site. And I really kept track of, you know, how long it took me and how much effort it was and all that. And it was only about an hour to get set up. So that wasn't bad at all. And again, it's DerekStoryPhotography.com. Now, as I mentioned earlier, what I'm going to do every week is add another page. So what I'm doing is sort of doing this with you, because you are my inspiration for me to make sure that I add a gallery page next week. And I'm thinking I'm going to do portraits next week. That'll be the next gallery page. And then one after that, and then one after that. And I'll be talking about, as we go here, you know, how I did it, how long it took me, and, you know, the new things that I learned in the process. So that is how I ended up from just thinking that, you know, I should do something with an online portfolio to actually creating one. So it was really neat how it turned out, how all these things came together. It got me over the hump. It got me creating this. And now I'm really excited about this project, and I can't wait to build it out a bit more. Portfolio Box, a high-quality, affordable gallery site for photographers. So when they approached me, as I mentioned in the previous story, I was ready for this kind of thing. When I started talking to Portfolio Box, and it looked like that they were going to be a sponsor, which they are for the next four episodes, this one and three more, I was going, wow, this is really good. Because the one thing I always say is that if I'm going to have a sponsor other than, you know, what I'm working on or Red River, it has to be someone that I'm really thrilled about, that I'm excited. And I definitely am. And the more I worked with their stuff, the more excited I got. So let me just talk a little bit about who they are and exactly what they do. They are based in Stockholm, Sweden, and they have over 740,000 users from around the world. So they're not a startup. They have definitely been around for a while. And as I started working with their software online here, there are three things that really jumped out at me with them. First of all, my images look great, both on my computer and my mobile devices. So I looked at my gallery on a MacBook Pro, on an iMac, on an iPhone, and on an iPad. And the site looked good on all those devices. And when I say the images look great, that's why I built it, for one thing, so you could go take a look at them. You'll know exactly what I mean, because we're so used to this automatic degradation that happens to our photos when we put them online. And there isn't that at all. My images on Portfolio Box look just as good as they do on my computer when I'm working on them in the image editing software. So that was a big deal for me. Second of all, it's really easy to use. I had no instruction, no anything. I didn't watch any tutorials, no conversations, no reviewer guides, nothing. And I built my first two pages in an hour. And as I mentioned, I'll be adding a page a week throughout May, and I don't really see that as being much of a burden, because now I really have it. The biggest time consumption on this project will be putting the images together and making sure they look the way that I want before I put them on Portfolio Box. So really all the work for me is going to be, you know, on the front end of this project. Once it's time to work in the Portfolio Box interface, very easy, very intuitive. It goes very fast. And third, it's affordable. And there are two ways to go. There's a free plan, which it doesn't get any more affordable than that, right? And with the free plan, you can post up to 50 images. So that is not bad at all. And then there's the pro version. And the pro version is only $82.80 a year, and that's because they're converting over to USD, or $8.90 a month. Now, that's before your TDS discount. Digital Story users get another 20% discount off of that. And the way that you get that discount is you go to our landing page. We have a landing page there. And you can get to that landing page by using the link in the show notes. It'll take you there. Or clicking on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. And the portfolio box tile is in the second column. I did that so I could, you know, have it up a little bit higher. It's in the second column. Click on that, and that will take you over to our landing page. Also, if you go that route and you decide to go pro, which is $82 a year, then you get another 20% off that. So you'll get another $16 and change off that by going to our landing page. So that really brings it down then, right? I mean, that is downright affordable. And when you see what you get for that money, you're going to feel pretty good about it. So highlights of the pro plan, in addition to the unlimited pages, so you're not limited at all with pages, and you can do blog posts, you can do text pages and stuff on here, although I'm really thinking online gallery for these guys, even though you can do other things with it. But you also get the personalized domain name, web hosting, and up to 1,000 images under the pro plan. Now, the personalized domain name you do within the interface itself, within the portfolio box interface. I did that about a week ago before I started uploading pictures to the site. It was really easy. I mean, it was so easy. You sign up for the pro plan. Once you're in the pro plan, then you can go to settings. They have a big button there to, you know, do your custom domain name. Enter in what you want. If it isn't taken yet, then they just take care of it for you. And then they let you know, in my case, they let me know within an hour that it was all set up and ready to go. And then you could start using that domain name. And that's how I got DerekStoryPhotography.com. They handled that for me. And that was just part of the pro plan. So you look at that and you go, for $82 a year, minus 20%, I get the custom domain name, and I get the web hosting, and I get up to 1,000 images, and I get these really great tools. And you go, wow, that's a good value. And that's what got me so excited about it. When I saw how easy it was to use, when I saw how good the results were, and then I started breaking down how much it was really costing me, I got pretty excited, I have to say, because it's essentially a cup of coffee, a latte, not just a black coffee, but it's essentially a latte a month is how much it's going to cost you. So that is the highlights of the pro plan. But if you don't want to do that, of course, you can do the free plan, get your feet wet, and then upgrade, you know, once you get excited about it. You don't get the personalized domain name, though, until you upgrade to the pro plan. So yeah, how do you get started with this? As I mentioned, just go to the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, the portfolio box tile, or click on the link that's here in the show notes. Go over to our landing page, click on the Get Started button, and get going. And then follow along over the next month with me. And go over and take a look at my site that I've started, because that is a real world example. You're not going, hey, they hired some highfalutin photographer and, you know, all that kind of stuff. No, this is just me signing up, building a page, and then sharing it with you. And I'm over at DerekStoryPhotography.com, and that link is in there too. Take a look at this. I'm really excited about this. As I said, I'll be talking about it all month. Cuba this week, portraits next week, 4 galleries in total in the month of May. Let's get our online portfolio act together, me, and then if you haven't yet either, join me on this. Let's make May the month that we get this done so that we have it, because I really feel like we need it. Pour one out for Casio, pioneering digital camera maker pulls out of market. So this was reported on F-Stoppers, and I'm just going to read you what they said. Casio, known today for rather pedestrian point-and-shoot compact cameras, wasn't always that way. In the late 1990s, they were at the forefront of digital imaging, but now that's no more. The electronics giant will drop its compact cameras and leave the market. A translation of the page pointed out a declining compact camera market as a reason, which we all know about. Can you say smartphone? Indeed, that seems to be the case with Casio in the USA. A quick trip to their website doesn't even show cameras under their products menu, and B&H Photo doesn't list any of their cameras. And it's so funny, the author then goes on to wax nostalgic a bit. In the 1990s, it was so weird to frame up an image using an LCD screen. It just wasn't a thing. In fact, this was the first consumer digital camera to offer up a screen for composing and viewing photos, a fact that they even tout in their instruction manual. There was room for 96 images on the camera's built-in memory. The terminology wasn't even invented to describe using this whole process. Casio had to tell people to think of camera memory like a 96-page album of images you record, which sounds quaint today. The main way the manual suggested to save your images was to hook up to a TV and record the images onto videotape. So that indeed is pioneering. And I did. I had a Casio digital camera. Probably a lot of us had one at one time or another. I loved it. I really did. Now, the knock on Casio, as I recall in those days, wasn't their electronics. Their electronics were always great. The knock on them was their lenses. They didn't do that thing that Sony did and that Panasonic did, where they partnered with somebody who really knew how to put glass together. And I think that's been so smart when Sony's a perfect example. Well, Panasonic is as well. Of someone that understands the electronic side of it, knowing that if they really want a great camera, it has to have wonderful optics as well. So let's partner with somebody who knows optics as well as we know electronics. And that was the one thing that I thought Casio never did. Their lenses never quite measured up in my estimation to what I saw from the competitors. And then of course, you know, they stayed with the compact camera market, which was great in the early days because they were more affordable than the professional DSLRs. However, as smartphones came into being and got better and better and better, we all know what happened to affordable compact cameras. They went away, and eventually this took down this product line for Casio. But I wanted to mention on today's show, just as a salute to them, because they were pioneers. They did have many firsts. I really appreciated the work that they did in the 90s. Too bad they couldn't keep it going into the modern day camera world. I want to remind you about our signed print giveaway. And I introduced this last week, and this is for the whole month of May. And we already have some folks that are participating in this. They've already thrown their hat in the ring. So how does this happen? Well, here's the deal. So I have these titles you may have heard on lynda.com and on LinkedIn Learning. I have a number of them: Capture One Pro, Luminar, Photos for Mac OS, Dropbox, Flickr, Photographer in Cuba, High School Seniors, Portrait Photography. I have all this stuff. So all you have to do is watch one chapter from any of these titles. And that's anywhere usually between 5 and 10 movies. And the movies usually run 3 to 5 minutes. Watch one chapter and then use the contact form on the Nimble Photography to say, I watched a chapter from this title. Just let me know what you watched. And then I take your information. That's why I want the contact form, because it's real consistent with the information. I take your information and you go into the hat for the drawing at the end of the month. One person will win a signed print on Red River paper from my Maui photo project. It's going to be the surfboards shot, which is just a really beautiful shot. It looks great on matte paper. One person will win that. And all you have to do to throw your hat in the ring, watch a chapter, go to the contact form, and let me know what you watched. And I have the link to the contact form in the show notes, or just go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on contact, and do it there. So you have until May 31st, 2018 to do this. Of course, void where prohibited. And I'll announce the winner on the June 5th, 2018 podcast. Public registration is now open for Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon and Drone Photography Workshop. I have the link to that in the show notes. And all you have to do is go there, click on it. You can read everything that's going on there. I have a new gizmo that I'm going to incorporate into that workshop. Very inexpensive adapter that allows you to convert your drone into a video gimbal for land work as well. And I'll be testing that, and I'll probably write about it. And we're going to have that at the workshop as well. June 8th through 10 here in Sonoma County. It's going to be a great time. We're going to do all sorts of good stuff. If you need a great getaway and you want to hang out with other photographers and you want to have all sorts of outstanding pictures, you ought to sign up for this workshop. It's going to be a blast. And finally, I want to thank our Inner Circle members, our Patreon members. You should have been notified via Patreon about the movie that I uploaded, the behind-the-scenes Maui Photos Project movie that I shot in Hawaii. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed working on it. So that's posted and waiting for Patreon members. Me on location in a couple different spots on Maui, and then some of the images from the postcard project, from the film project, and just, you know, a little bit of discussion about what I was trying to do with this personal project and how I think it turned out. So that movie is there for you now. I will probably post a training movie here in the next week or so, so stay tuned for that. This is a thank you for being a Patreon member, for being a part of our inner circle and helping to keep this show viable and running. And then that allows me to really be choosy about the sponsors that I bring on. As I say, I pass on most of them, and then when someone really cool comes along, like Portfolio Box, that's what you hear about, and you don't have to hear the other stuff. Thank your fellow Inner Circle members for that. And of course, a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper. I'm going to be using their paper stock for the signed print. I've been using it like mad for the fine art card project. I've been using it and using it and using it for everything. I just love printing on their stuff. They have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story, and they have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. They stand behind the show. They produce great product. They have a very informative site, and they're just very nice people. Yes, they are. Alrighty, so that's going to do it for me this week. Thanks so much for joining me. Let's get this portfolio thing going, this online gallery thing going. Regardless of what tools you use, you can use anything you want. I'm obviously excited about Portfolio Box right now because it's just such a nice fit for the way that I like to work. But any tool that you want, the main thing is that you have this in addition to all the stuff that you're doing with a blog or with social. Have a page that just has your really nice stuff on it too. I think you'll feel really good about it. Let's use the month of May to make that happen. All right, until next week, have a great week. I'll see you Tuesday. Bye-bye now.